This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday and time to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. My guest this week, Veronica Belmont. She was once the host of TechZilla, now awesome technology person at veronicabelmont.com. Veronica, you ready to play?
I guess I'm as ready as I can possibly be, yes.
All right, I got a number for you. 1,500 domains.
It's got to be something with porn. I don't know how risque you guys get in this show, so I don't even want to go any further than that. Who knows?
There may be some porn domains in here. It's the number of top-level domains being released by web registries, and that started just this week. So examples like .singles, .clothing, stuff like that. All right, Veronica, you got a number for me?
All right, yes, I do. 12.5 billion.
You know what? I know this number.
No, of course you do.
$12.5 billion is what Google paid for Motorola Mobility, and now they're selling it to Lenovo for like $2.9 billion or something like that?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, $2.91 billion.
Okay, I got another number for you. You ready?
Go for it.
50%. It has to do with someone's paycheck.
50%? Is that the amount that I'm giving to the IRS this year? Because that sounds about right.
It's actually the percentage pay cut that Nintendo president Satoru Iwata will take for the next 5 months to atone for disappointing sales of the Wii U.
That is crazy. Yeah, Nintendo has been in a bad way for many years now. I've actually been talking about this with a lot of my gaming friends recently, you know, saying, should Nintendo go all in and just become a software company?
Why not?
It makes sense to me. I would love to be able to play like classic Nintendo games on my iPhone, for example.
So would I. I'm waiting for that. Okay, Veronica, you got another number for me?
60 million people.
60 million people have checked themselves into a clinic for being addicted to online shopping? I don't know.
That number seems a little low, really. 60 million people. That is the number of people who are eligible to get Google Glass frames covered by their optic health insurance with VSP.
Do you wear glasses?
I do wear glasses. I'm wearing them right now, but I am not a Google Glass person.
Okay, what?
Every time I look at it, I just get this weird like shiver up my spine, like, ugh.
How would you design it so that it was less creepy?
Well, frankly, I'm looking forward to all that lens technology, like actual contact lenses. I think that is a lot cooler, a lot less apparent on the outside.
Veronica Belmont is the former host of TechZilla, but the current awesome technology video host and writer. Veronica, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.